Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya. The one, the lovely, the beautiful, the gorgeous. See that intro? See that intro?
Hey.
You have one? You have one? You have one? Don't ever say I didn't do it. I never did anything for you when. Soku, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abangile and your listeners.
As usual, though, Soku, we are thirsty for some wonderful news coming out of our lovely continent. What news do you carry for us?
Well, I'm glad you spoke about thirst because I actually have a story that will make you hungry in a way. I've got a clip for you that I'd like you to listen to, and I'll explain what this lady is speaking about.
We create dessert-inspired beauty treats, infusing unconventional raw materials, so like chocolate, you know, things like that, into our skincare products. About 6 years ago, I realized that I couldn't use a lot of skincare products that I typically used to, and this is when the food allergy started to come up as well. So I started mixing shea butter, coconut oil, and just random natural things to just see if it would help. So over time, people would ask, oh, what are you using? Your skin looks nice, you know, and I was like, I'm just mixing stuff in my kitchen. And then orders started to come in. So here's a chocolate martini, but please don't drink it. So,
and what is this all about?
Well, you know, it's basically, as we always speak about Africans finding solutions to their own problems. Now, there is a Nigerian entrepreneur by the name of Blondie Ozogto. A few years ago, as she explained, is that when her skin started giving her problems, she realized that she couldn't find anything on the market. Now, that's a story for many Africans, for many black women especially. If it's not hair products, it's skin products, it's makeup products, we just are not catered for in the market. We always have to go a shade darker than we usually are, or a shade lighter. It's never just the right amount of things. And with regards to the stuff we eat as well, we find that more people are getting allergic to certain stuff as well, to preservatives. And she decided, you know what? I'm sure I know what my parents used to use, which is shea butter, which is very common, a common substance or a beauty treat in West Africa, especially in countries like Ghana, Mali, and Nigeria as well. And she decided to mix those with other organic materials that she's heard of, coconut oil, as she speaks about. And she decided to make her own beauty range. And what she's also just given it is that it looks pretty. So her beauty bars look like a slice of cake. Her shampoos and her lotions look like champagne bubbles, you know. So it's a pretty to look at range, which has basically set her apart in the Nigerian beauty industry as well. I've seen some of the shops here in South Africa as well. It's not hers, but I've seen that type of inspiration where, you know, it's basically skin products that are good enough to eat, but obviously you can't eat them. And what they're made of is the stuff that we like. So chocolate, the organic stuff, things that are grown from the ground as well. So they're made from cocoa, coconut, shea butter, and they're made from, and they're actually good for your skin. And they've got less preservatives and chemicals, which is something that everybody's moving towards these days, because we're trying to save the world and the environment as well by using things that are grown naturally. And I think, as we say, you know, all the time, that when we find a problem, find a solution as well. And this is what entrepreneurship is about.
And that is what it's all about at the end of the day. Oh yeah, wanna go and Soku. Nonetheless, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Soku. Looking forward to chatting with you again and hearing some more wonderful news.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.